Good morning. It's still morning. It's 11:55 a.m. So it's still morning. I'm walking. It's morning. This is still talking on my morning walk. Just barely, but it's morning. It's Saturday, 6:15, June the 6th, 2015. A Saturday. I'm pretty sure. I just looked it up and I've probably forgotten it. Saturday, June the 6th. When I started out, it was a nice 62, 64. It's now 72. The temperature is climbing rapidly because it's middle of the day. The sun isn't exactly due south because of daylight savings time, but close enough, I think it's within. Well, it's within an hour, so 15 degrees of due south. And yesterday was a horror. Yesterday was a $2,000 day. That's how much it cost me yesterday to get the sump pump repaired and to get the house plumbing repaired. Turns out some of the problems we've been having with our water is that we've got monstrous water pressure, very high, very, very high. And while I like very high water pressure, I've come to enjoy it greatly. The problem is that it has a tendency to blow out sprinkler switches and creates a lot of extra wear on faucets, apparently. So, yeah, we had to have a regulator valve put in. And along with a sump pump replacement, since it was filled with grit, we took advantage of the opportunity to get a high water sensor stuck in the well. So if the water comes up, we'll get an alarm before it gets so high we can't do anything about it. So yeah, the backyard is a swamp now, again, and with the runoff from the snowmelt from the mountains, it's probably going to be a swamp for a while. But we got the leaky faucets fixed. We got the pressure adjusted. We got the sump pump in. What I need to do is build a little mini leach field underneath the lawn so that you can pump the water into that. Or perhaps a rain barrel. And then use that to irrigate with. I wonder what that would cost. I should have mowed the lawn today. It's still soggy from last night. It was soggy yesterday. It's soggy today. Throwing more water on it this morning with the sump pump isn't helping. But it's getting long again. I needed to mow it last week. Maybe tomorrow. Oh, yes, I should not be walking at noon. It's hot and I didn't bring a water bottle. I knew I should have brought a water bottle. When I went out the door, I thought, I should bring a water bottle. And I said, nah, it's not going to take that long. I'll be back before... No. I'm finding myself very much in need of a water bottle. Oh, well. 3/4 of a mile, I can make it. I'm not that dehydrated. So, let's see. I don't really have anything too spectacular to talk about. Yesterday's fiasco with the plumbers was... They did a hell of a job. I'll give them credit. They had to go out for parts twice. Once they had to drive down to Denver to get the part that they needed. They drove down to Denver and came back to install it. They didn't charge us any extra for that. They charged us enough for it to begin with, so I guess that's okay. But we did get a lot of work done. It's never going to pay for itself in reduced water bill. At most, it's going to save maybe $10 a month. So I figure about 300 months. Which isn't fair, because that counts all of the irrigation system work we had done. Now, in honesty, that irrigation system does cost money because it runs. It had leaks in it that was putting water out, even when it shouldn't have been. So, yeah, I mean, maybe it'll... The problem is that the difference between the winter bill when the irrigation system is turned off completely and drained, and the summer bill, the irrigation system is running and we're paying a premium for the water because it's summer. The difference is, it's about 15, 20 bucks maybe per month. So we're not going to save any of that money, any of the leakage money, during the winter. And it's only going to be during the 4 months of the summer when the irrigation system, 5 months of the summer when the irrigation system is running. And that was 1,500 bucks. What am I thinking? It wasn't either. That's like 250 bucks. I think it's 1,500. My brain is short-circuiting, apparently, from the heat and ignorance. What does it say about that? I'm not going to go there. It's not the heat, it's the stupidity. Which applies pretty much to everywhere at some point. Even to me. Oh. Yeah, I'm on the eastern run. I just made the turn going east. Sun is beating down. Birds are chirping in the bushes. It is a summer day. There's no clouds right here, but I can see the building off to the northwest. And generally, that's where the clouds of storms come from for us. It's from the northwest. I can see them even over the treetops here that are mostly blocking the northern horizon, so I know it's coming. Walk post. Yesterday didn't help. Yesterday was a very difficult day. Morning. I'm trying to think what I was going to have for lunch, and then I remembered I've got leftover chili for lunch today. Yes. I had chili last night. It was not too bad. But chili today for supper. I'll probably marinate and grill some chicken. Assuming we don't get horribly rained out. I grill undercover in the patio, so it's not too bad. Oh, I wonder if I should marinate and then barbecue. I wonder what I've got for marinade. Because if I put it in a barbecue pit, it won't burn. The problem with the grill is it gets very hot. I need to have enough foresight and patience to start it early so it can burn down to gray coals and lose some of its fire before I cook chicken on it, but usually I'm hurrying to get dinner done. And for those of you keeping score, I do not use briquettes. I keep a couple of bags of lump charcoal. Not lump briquette, but lump charcoal. Actual, raw, chunky bits of charcoal. To both grill and barbecue with. No petroleum products in it. There's no extra smell to it. It's just wood smoke. It's delicious. It makes such a difference. I can't believe it. And to think when I started, it was very difficult to buy here. You couldn't find it anywhere here. There was one hardware store that stocked it, and they stocked a rather expensive brand. But I was the only one who bought it, and they decided that they just couldn't afford to stock something that only one guy bought. And I tended to buy them out early in the year, and they just never restocked. But now Lowe's is here, and Lowe's does stock it. They stock it regularly. I can buy it in the Christmas if I want to. So when I go over, I usually buy 4 or 5 bags and stack them up on the undercover in the patio and crack them open as I need them. Oh my God, my hands are swelling up. It's, I think it's salt. Had pizza and cheese and olives, and the pizza I shouldn't have eaten. The olives I shouldn't have eaten. Cheese doesn't actually, it's a weird diet. The carbs from cheese, the carbs from dairy, and they're relatively innocuous compared to the amount of fat. The milk fat in the cheese, but that's clearly not my problem, because I'm still peeling off a pound a week, half a pound a week. My weight is going down. I'm eating more than ever. My weight is going down, but I don't eat bread. My bread maker sits idle, staring at me balefully. I have to teach my daughter how to make bread. Because she loves bread. She wants bread all the time. And if I teach her how to make it, then she can make it and eat it. And yeah, I know it's a bread machine. It's not exactly artisanal. But what the hell? It's bread. That looks like somebody knocked down their no trespassing sign. And it's now standing up beside, so there's plenty of room to go by. We got a survey. I don't know if I mentioned this the other day. We got a survey the other night. It was long, drawn out, horrible survey about the oil and gas industry in Colorado. And there was just such a lot of really stupid questions. One of them was, what can the oil and gas industry do to benefit your community most? And my response was, leave it. Now, they do pay some taxes, but it's minimal. It's very minimal. And we did lease our mineral rights, so it was that or suffer eminent domain and have them seized. So we did lease them. We're not going to make very much off it, but we did lease them. And so then they asked, if I could tell the oil and gas industry to do one thing, what would it be? And my answer was stop fracking. And I understand that there's a lot of science that goes behind fracking, and the fracking is apparently on its surface scientifically sound. I'm not sure that the science is actually there. I'm leery of the source of the science, given some of the realities, which are, granted, anecdotal, but some of the realities about groundwater pollution, earthquakes. It doesn't seem possible that fracking could cause earthquakes, or pumping the wastewater back underground could cause an earthquake, but there have been earthquakes at sites where there have not been earthquakes historically, and there have been right here in Greeley, right here in Colorado, not in Greeley, but outside of town, and that coincide with the dumping regions, the pumping regions where they're pumping the fracking water down to the ground. So it's a bit of a smoking gun. I realize that it's anecdotal, but it's a bit of a smoking gun. It's like, what do they do differently there that they haven't done everywhere else or that they didn't study? So the one that was most amusing was if the oil and gas company was going to try to convince you about some issue or other, what would be the most credible source of information? And they listed a whole bunch of people. And noticeable as absent from the list was anybody from the scientific community. There was clergy, there was politicians, there was police officers, there was teachers and administrators, but none of them were scientists, none of them were geologists. And so I said, I would want to hear from a state geologist. She said, I'll write that down. That's not one of my choices. I said, well, if you're going to listen to somebody about rock science, why don't you listen to rock scientists? And she's like, well, okay, let me write that down. So it's very strange. It's a very odd, very heavily biased survey. Very stupid. At any rate, I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.